Malcolm John Rebinack, better known as Dr. John, is being remembered as an American original. He died Thursday at the age of 77. A second line in his native New Orleans danced him home yesterday. Dr. John captured the rhythms and language of his hometown and made them uniquely his own. As NPR's John Burnett reports, the pianist, composer, and singer became an ambassador of the New Orleans vibe, carrying it to fans around the world.
Mac Rebinack was in the right place at the right time. He grew up hearing Mardi Gras Indians chanting in the back streets of New Orleans. He listened to blues records sold in his father's appliance store. He skipped mass at Sacred Heart School to sneak into the jazz clubs on Canal Street. He learned his craft from the progenitors of New Orleans rhythm and blues, Professor Longhair, Earl King, Dave Bartholomew, Roy Brown, and Huey Piano Smith, and it all found an outlet in Rebinack's bountiful musical mind.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but it must have used the wrong car. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for. I've been in the right place.
Mac Rebinack was also one of the great raconteurs of American music. Here he is from a 2000 NPR interview remembering the characters on the streets of New Orleans.
Guys like Marblehead, Pinhead, Manduck the Geek. There was just a lot of characters, a lot of weed dealers, a lot of narcotic dealers, a lot of pimps, a lot of hoes. And the one I used to love, they called him Good Lord the Lifter, Pickpocket. You gotta love guys, that was their names. You know,
Rebinack was a character, too, walking on the dark side as a heroin addict, a drug dealer, and a pimp. He spent 2 years in federal prison on a narcotics conviction. When he got out in 1965, he joined his New Orleans compatriots who'd migrated to Los Angeles. There, in 1967, he created the stage persona of Dr. John the Night Tripper.
Some people think they jive me, but I know they must be crazy. Don't see their misfortune. Else they're just too lazy. Je suis a grand zombie. My yellow belt of Charizard. Ain't afraid of no tomcat. Fill my brains with poison. Walk through the fire. Fly through the smoke. See my enemy at the end of the road.
He walked on stage dressed like a swamp shaman, combining Mardi Gras Indian costumery with psychedelic rock. As he told WHYY's Fresh Air in 1987.
The Dr. John thing was to take all of the trick knowledge that I knew of show business from over the years, like throwing glitter to make the effect of magic, snake dancers, and all the regular voodoo shows of New Orleans. And it was a little too authentic for the labels. They weren't quite ready for a guy biting a chicken's head off and stuff.
That word, tricknology, it belongs in Dr. John's extensive personal glossary. His eccentric speech was as original as his music, and it personified the raffish, funky charm of the Crescent City. Ben Sandmill is a musician, author, and folklorist who is a great admirer of Dr. John and his language.
Somebody's always trying to get over on you, and it's the tricknology. And it's the tricknology in politics, it's the tricknology in the music business, it's a world of tricknology. So I would say if there's one thing I learned from Mac, is to be vigilant about the tricknology.
Mac Rebinack won 6 Grammys. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2011. The list of collaborators includes Eric Clapton, Mick Jagger, Ringo Starr, Van Morrison, Etta James, and a who's who of New Orleans music. Rebinack never intended to be a singer or a piano player. He started out as a guitarist until he took a bullet in the ring finger of his left hand when he tried to break up a fight. But he went on to embody the rhythmic brilliance of the city's storied piano professors.
A lot of the music, the bass line would be playing like halftime, like. The right hand will double the time now.
Mac didn't have big hands.
Blues woman Marcia Ball, who's steeped in the Louisiana sound.
But he has the most incredibly dense, beautiful voicings. And his arpeggios, his trills are so thoughtful.
Rebennack demonstrated the Latin, Caribbean, and boogie-woogie influences that converged in the city of New Orleans for NPR in 1988.
So you hear that one hand is playing half the time of the other. And the other thing is that two rhythm patterns going on is what most Latin or Afro-Caribbean music consists of. And this is what makes it what we call funky or danceable music.
Throughout his long musical life, Dr. John remained a believer in the folk wisdom and healing powers of Grigri, the New Orleans version of voodoo. He summed up his personal theology this way: there's the spirit world and the meat world, and you got to stay in constant understanding of the two. John Burnett, NPR News.
Such a night. It's such a night.